Welcome back with you, your hosts, Ken Eyring and Tom Murray. Right now we have Bob Lynn in studio.
Yeah, Bob's a recently retired Chief Justice in the New Hampshire Supreme Court running for New Hampshire State Rep.
So, Bob, we heard of a couple of your positions on taxes and sanctuary cities. Now we'd like to get into an opportunity to discuss your position on the First Amendment.
Sure. I think we need, all of us really need to be very concerned, because the First Amendment really is under attack, particularly from those on the left. You know, we've all heard about this sort of cancel culture where people, express a view. I mean, just as, you know, one recent example, an editor at the New York Times is fired or forced to leave because...
We got a first guest.
Is fired or forced to leave because he permitted Senator Cotton to write an editorial expressing his view on the appropriateness of using the military prevent what was happening or address what was happening in Portland and Seattle and other cities. That kind of thing is very, very concerning. We've also seen a phenomenon develop where, well, let me sort of back up for a minute. Historically, there had always been some exceptions to the First Amendment. For example, I think it might have been Justice Holmes who said, the First Amendment doesn't give you the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. There was that kind of exception. There was an exception for obscenity. But now we seem to be developing more exceptions, like exceptions for hate speech. And if you actually look at it, what it really amounts to is hate speech is what you disagree with. If you disagree with something, if you express an opinion that is critical of someone or some position, it's referred to as hate speech. And there are some people who believe that that's not protected by the First Amendment. I sort of believe strongly in Voltaire's idea that I may disagree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death to defend your right to say it. That's kind of where I stand on the First Amendment.
I agree with you on that cancel culture. In our country today, it's just a lack of letting the debate go on. People don't want to hear other people's opinions. People don't want to hear what other people have to say. It's only, my way or the highway. And I think that it comes through with the First Amendment and that whole cancel culture. And I think that this is a phenomenon. This is something that we haven't seen before. This is something that's new. And I find it intriguing.
In my mind, it's anti-American. The interpretation of, what should or should not be censored or said, it's all subjective. And it depends on the individual
either.
Who's doing the interpretation. And it's troubling because that's a very dangerous, slippery slope for us to be going down as a country.
Right. And one of the things that's a real conundrum, if it's Facebook or Twitter or some private company that does that, they're not really subject to the First Amendment. And so, then the question becomes, how do you address that? And it makes it much trickier. I suppose we could try to have some kind of legislation that would be analogous to going back to almost the fairness doctrine that that was eliminated in the 1980s, but it's problematic. It's a real issue about how you address those kind of concerns when it's a private actor.
The problem is when people go and work for a company, I find it troubling that the company has control over them 24/7, even when they're not on the clock, as to the things they say and the things they do. It really diminishes an individual's freedoms.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. I mean, I think it's a huge issue, and it's especially troubling that there are really only a handful of sort of these big media online outfits, Google and Facebook and Twitter, and there's not a lot of them, and there's not, in any sense, much diversity of views among those
really
big
isn't.
Outfits.
Yeah, and they're driving, what people are reading, right. and influencing tremendously what people are not only reading, but then tend to believe.
Right. I think that's true. I think that's very true.
Okay, well, with that, we should go for a break, and come back and give you an opportunity to talk about the Second Amendment.
All right, great.
All right. We'll be right back with another segment. Thanks for listening. We have a lot to talk about with Bob. Listen and learn more.